Hello, hello. Let's set the stage for a theater reading of Marsby and the Martian Detectives and bring it to life with spirit and opportunity, Mission Control, Marsby, Surveyor and Odyssey, and the Dream Kids. In the summer of 2003, NASA launched two Mars exploration rovers, Spirit and Opportunity. The twin rovers landed on Mars 7 months later, in January of 2004. It's a long, long way to Mars. Spirit landed on January 3rd and Opportunity on January 24th. The story of Spirit and Opportunity and their mission to search for signs of ancient water on Mars, necessary for life as we know it, is a story for the whole world.
Hi, Op. I hear we have an assignment on Mars.
Hi, Spirit. Mission Control has chosen some really interesting sites.
Hey, Twin. Can you believe our luck?
But I'll miss you, Spirit. I'll be landing 180 degrees away from you.
Marsby will be a good messenger.
Okay, Spirit. Since you're getting there first, say hi to Marsby.
What's it like going first? I've had it easy being your younger kid sister. You've taken all the risks for me.
Well, you've got the spirit, and you'll get the thrill of the adventure. But I'll benefit from the lessons you learn. Or, you know, that NASA learns. And I'll be close behind you. You'll see Marsby on January 3rd, and Marsby will be waiting for me on January 24th.
I hear Marsby singing a lonely tune.
What's the problem, Marsby?
Once upon a time, or was it really not so long ago, that Sojourner came here on your Pathfinder mission to analyze my rocks and talk to me the way a robot talks. I can still picture that little Tonka truck driving around with plenty of pluck, inching along on my belly, a slowpoke exploring close by. But, the length of a football field is more than enough even for guys who are tough. It's so sad that my blanket of dust, my dust, mind you, blocked the light of the sun so that the little truck's solar cells couldn't keep his batteries charged. So he couldn't talk, he couldn't run. I cried the morning that Sojourner got too cold and didn't wake up. I wasn't ready for my little pup to go to sleep. But I learned the joy of friendship in those 12 short weeks. Mission Control, can you send me another friend? You're my closest neighbor, at least every couple of years. I'm close to tears.
Sorry, Marsby. Surveyor and Odyssey gave us the impression that you've been pretty calm and peaceful since Sojourner went to sleep in 97. Surveyor has been with you since 96, and we sent Odyssey in 01. Don't the orbiters keep you company?
The orbiters keep their distance, 100 miles up. You space scientists know that. Can't really call them friends. Never a dull moment for your space spies. They circle around me every 2 hours, staring at me. Mapping and taking pictures, capturing my every detail with their Mars Orbiter camera. I'm all tired out trying to look my best for those unguarded moments. Candid camera's risky for me. Dusty, rocks not polished, and then there are those dust devils that I can't clean up. I can't do anything about the tiny tornadoes in my deserts, and all those tracks crossing my surface are embarrassing. And I know you'd be disappointed if they send you back an image of my lake bed dry. I'm as vain as any planet when it comes to having my portrait taken.
You are vain, Marsby.
But don't be self-conscious. NASA's not holding here. Odd looks against you.
We're very busy working for the NASA scientists at JPL. NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab, you know. Sorry.
Mission Control, can you hear me?
Surveyor and Odyssey relay your messages to us, Marsby.
Whoops. Well, thank them for me, but I need real friends. You know how long my souls are. My days, that is.
Is that 40 minutes a day longer than our Earth day getting to you, Marsby?
I can understand how you hard-working Earthlings would love the extra 40 minutes, especially you space scientists. Maybe you'd get 40 winks, but it's just 40 lonely minutes for me. You sent Buzz and Neil to visit your moon way back in 69. I wish you'd send me a couple of friends to visit for the summer while my polar ice cap is evaporating. It's cold enough in the summer as it is.
We're your friends, Marsby.
And we're trying to find out if you were once hotter.
And if you ever had water.
By the way, it's nice to have you for a neighbor.
Even if we're close only every couple of years?
Luckily, the Earth passes you in the race around the sun this year.
And you're right on time for our 26 months close encounter.
You scientists know that I have a sense of rhythm?
We always have been able to count on your sense of rhythm, Marsby, but you're dancing even closer to our orbit this year.
Hey, Marsby, did you know that our orbits haven't danced this close in thousands of lifetimes?
How about sending me a friend with some rhythm?
Surprise! We launched not only one dancing partner for you, but two Mars exploration rovers in June and July.
The identical twins, Spirit and Opportunity.
They'll land in January 04.
Hey, you're right in step.
We've been practicing the steps for 3.5 years.
Your rhythm is catching, Marcy.
Spirit and Opportunity will dance with you if you don't mind a couple of detectives for dancing partners.
It's time for a serious search for evidence of ancient water as a sign of life, as we know it.
Spirit can dance across Gusev Crater, scraping rock and soil for 3 months. Maybe it'll tweak your memory.
And we're sending Opportunity to dance on Meridiani Planum, with lots of carry-on instruments for identifying glittering metallic rocks that just might be hematite.
One of our scientists at JPL wears a necklace of gray hematite beads. It's her good luck necklace.
According to the legend, the stone is calming.
I'm feeling pretty calm.
That's a good sign.
Maybe I have some marine hematite. Where could it have come from anyway?
Ancient water, like the water on Earth billions of years ago. The water is rich with iron oxide. That's rust, of course.
If Opportunity finds us some stringy magnetic beads, it will mean that little microbial creatures that get oxygen out of the rusty water left telltale signs that they existed. Op has to search for the tiny beads.
Stop! Stop! Let me get this straight. If I had marine hematite, I had ancient water? Water with lots of rust in it? Hey, that matches my colors. Okay, so creatures that get oxygen from rust could have lived in my ancient rusty water? Cool. That is, if I had ancient water. Did you really say oxygen from rust? Wow. Living on rust. That's as wild as having magnetic beads for leftovers. You have to be dreaming.
Magnetic poop.
Maybe I have a fossil collection. Maybe my powder hasn't always been dry. Maybe it was once wet. Maybe I had water murky with dust. Maybe I had pets living on rust. I can't remember if I had water, but I know that I oughta. Hey, I just wanna dance.
Stand by, Marsby.
You have a visitor.
Red. Happy New Year from Mission Control. I thought I would never roll to a stop.
Good landing. Spirited. You bounced onto my surface like a super ball. Gravity here isn't as strong as yours on Earth.
18 airbags, you know. Cushiony. Those Mission Control scientists are very protective. I can't believe I landed upright.
But did you have to bounce 28 times? I knew you were here when you bounced the first time.
After 300 million miles and those last 6 scary minutes, and all the work ahead because there's so much you don't remember, I think I deserve 1 minute of fun.
I'm just teasing, Spirit.
A little attempt at humor, eh, Marsby? I'm impressed.
Thank you. I'm not used to getting compliments. Say, did Mission Control program those really high bounces?
No, they didn't really know how high I would dance, but I was so excited I just couldn't help myself. I don't mean to be bragging, but Mission Control scientists were hugging and cheering and whistling and waiting for Odyssey to relay my first pictures. It was really all over, though, before Earthlings could get the news. 9 long minutes waiting for my signal to reach Mission Control across all that space.
They'll still never appreciate how I feel about my extra 40 minutes.
Don't you know that they wear 2 watches? One tells Earth time, and the other is on Mars time. A really clever watchmaker figured out how to slow down an Earth watch to give Mission Control scientists your extra 39 minutes and 35.2 seconds a day, to be almost exact.
Wow, they appreciate my extra 40 minutes after all.
They like knowing when to wake me up.
So they can get lots of pictures.
They were finally convinced that I was healthy when they got my first color picture of you, taken from my high-res stereo camera. Shows you in all your red glory. Proved I had landed safely.
NASA must trust you a lot to give you a high-res stereo camera.
I have 9 cameras! You can't do a good job without good tools. But they really have their eyes on you. But hey, you're blushing. Come to think of it, you're always blushing.
I am always blushing.
I get it. Red. You're the red planet.
Say, Spirit, are you double-jointed?
Haha, to you, Red. You noticed my robotic arm. NASA modeled my arm after a human arm. Shoulder joints, elbow joints, wrist joints.
Awesome!
And I have a tool that can scrape off a rock surface to find more interesting layers underneath. Think of me as a remote-controlled car. Okay, so I dance like a turtle. Like, 2 inches a second.
You do have a sense of humor, and you're a funny friend. And I do hope you'll find out if I ever was hotter, if I ever had water.
I think NASA will be excited if I dance more than half a mile.
I'm just sorry I don't remember what happened billions of years ago. I must say, I was a little worried when I saw you zooming toward me like you were going 12,000 miles an hour.
I was going 12,000 miles an hour.
Wow.
Thanks to Mission Control, I was able to turn around and get into your atmosphere crouched behind my heat shield.
You have a cool shell.
Even though your atmosphere slowed me down to 1,000 miles an hour, the last 6 minutes were crazy. I was sure glad when my supersonic parachute opened with less than 2 minutes and 5 miles to go. And I could get rid of my heat shield and slow down some more.
You're not the type that can clam up for very long.
But I was pretty much holding my breath swinging from a rope 4 miles up in your thin air until my airbags inflated. You were coming up awfully fast. I think I had 6 seconds left.
I saw your airbags inflate. That was really awesome.
Mission Control was worried about me being on my own for the first time. I had to tone home. That's a communication signal. Every time I made a move. The scientists were on a roller coaster ride. Down 1 second, up the next, when they got my tones.
Looks like you're stuck with great parents.
They couldn't stand it if I was out of touch for even 1 minute. I had to talk to them constantly. But it made me happy to make them happy. So I toned home as often as I could. Meanwhile, I was praying for a soft landing. But it was still scary until my retro rockets fired. I was going 160 miles an hour with only 5 seconds left when my radar signaled my retro rockets to fire, just in time to stop my fall, only 25 feet above your belly.
You really did bounce on my terrain for a minute. Rough me up a little. I didn't mind. I'm so glad to have a rough and tumble friend like you.
I thought I was belly dancing on Mars. Then I thought I was a robotic tourist snapping pictures. All that bouncing got to me, I guess. Actually, I will be taking lots of pictures, and I'll be grinding and scraping rocks. Lots of hands-on, Red. You can trust me, though. I'm a geologist. There will be lots of data and pictures to impress NASA.
You can call me Marsby. That's my nickname.
You're pretty cool, Marsby. I mean, I like it.
Thanks. The name Spirit fits you.
Opportunity will be dropping in on the 24th of January to look for hematite. Do you remember if you ever had any marine hematite on Meridiani? A few billion years ago, maybe?
I can't remember back billions of years. Sorry.
I hope Op can tweak your memory.
Say, Spirit, you look perky perched on your lander platform. And aren't you pretty tall for a robot?
Well, thank you. I'm all of 5 feet. I think my camera neck makes me look taller. And have you seen my designer glasses? They were made just for my twin, Op and me.
I do like those cams in your camera bar. They look great on you. I think I look better in 3D. Say, when are you going to start your search for ancient water?
NASA promised me this rest stop for 9 souls. That is, days after my touchdown. It was so good to stretch my legs and stand up and extend my wheels. But my arms and 6 wheels are free now, and I'll be rolling off my 3-pedal runway onto your surface very soon. To gather data for NASA. I have to get them lots of data to piece together. They can hardly wait to get to work on their giant jigsaw puzzle. Excuse me, Marsby. I hear my human partners calling. Mission Control, you know.
Sorry, Spirit. Your deflated airbag is blocking the easy exit. You'll have to pirouette 115 degrees to line up your 6 wheels with the rear exit ramp. Compared with your record so far, though, 3 pivots should be easy.
Just be careful when you make the 3.9-inch drop.
Thanks for worrying, but I don't have anything left to do here, and I'd like to dance off the lander and begin my real work.
It's now Sol number 11. Let the program begin.
secret? Have you always been dry? Were you once wet? Were you ever hotter? Can you remember back billions of years? Did you ever have tears? Did you ever have water? We're sending two robots for the summer to visit you. Look for a clue, grind into your rocks, poke inside your crater, gather some data. Mosby, did you ever have water? Did you ever have water?
I'm Mosby, the blushing planet. Did I ever have water? I can't remember, but I know I oughta know if I was once hotter or had signs of life in. If I could tell you anything to make opportunity and spirit sing. Tones.
Are the signs of life as we know it telltale signs of life for the robots? Two twins, opportunity and spirit. They've come to meet your Mosby. Can you hear it? New sounds, good sounds, help us find the secrets that you have for all mankind. Because life on Mars is such an unknown. We want to know if we're really alone.
Mosby. Okay, a few baby rules for starters, but I'm on the ground.
I saw you glance back at your empty nest. Second thoughts?
I'm more than ready to start your exam, Mosby, and I'll always be connected to Earth by my antenna.
Congratulations, Butterfly. You're out of your chrysalis.
Actually, Mission Control didn't let on, but I know they were worried about how well I would drop off the lander. I sent them a picture showing my two back wheels with the lander behind them. The photo shows my tracks going away from the lander. The manager was so relieved that I finally got my wheels dirty.
Mission Control is always worrying about you. Must be nice.
They cheered when my wheels touched your tummy.
Your director thinks I'm a big sandbox to play in.
And to learn in. Does that give you a warm, fuzzy feeling?
Oh, is that what that is? I know that Earthlings want to know me better, and I like the attention.
I've already got data about your atmosphere.
I saw you looking up at the sky. Odyssey and Omega, that's my European orbiter, were getting an overhead perspective of me at the same time.
It takes teamwork to get your profile, Mosby.
NASA sure is curious about the ups and downs of my atmosphere.
Mission Control is giving me a few days to get my bearings, so I'm stopping right here to get close-up views of your soil and rocks with my microscopic imager.
Oh, is that what that is at the end of your rover arm?
It sure helps to have a geologist's hand lens, a magnifying glass, to you. And I've already taken 3,900 pictures that they're using to chart my every move.
What is your itinerary?
I'll be trailblazing a path to one of your little craters and some of your landmarks, like Chafee, Grissom, and White Hills. But I don't know if NASA will let me dance that far.
Find geological evidence of water and life, I suppose.
Yes, Mosby. I have only 3 months before my coach turns into a pumpkin. I'm solar powered, you know.
I'm sorry that my atmosphere is 6 times thinner than yours, and that I can't hold on to as much of the sun's heat for you.
I know it will get too cold for my batteries to keep their charge for very long. I guess you really wouldn't remember if you ever had water in Gusev Crater.
My secrets are well hidden, even from me. I take it that finding water would be as good as finding a prince at the ball.
Maybe not for Cinderella, but for me.
I like your dancing slippers.
NASA made these shiny wheels just for me.
Well, welcome to Mars, Spirit. You made it to my surface 100 million miles from Earth. Awesome. Sorry about that long, curved journey you have to take.
I had to match up with your orbit. Maybe someday robots will be able to dance a little closer to the speed of light. But until then, it's 7 months and 300 million miles to get here. Mission Control always wanted to hear from me so I wouldn't get bored.
This is going to be quite a summer.
Mosby has changed his tune.
What have we heard from the Dream Kids?
We want to be space scientists.
We can imagine Spirit taking pictures on Mars.
Who wouldn't dream of visiting Mars?
I'd visit Mars in a minute.
I want to be a space controller at JPL.
Well, now it can happen outside your imagination.
This is the real thing, Marsby, but I don't think it's beyond imagination. I'm still hoping my discoveries will tickle NASA's imagination. Oh, by the way, the mission control scientists say they received the sharpest picture of your soil ever taken.
You took it with your microscopic imager, didn't you?
Very observing, Marsby.
Well, I was here for my own soil exam.
Your soil reminds the mission control scientists of clumpy cocoa powder.
So they do have imagination.
But outside my imagination, I have a real twin. And I've been thinking about my real twin. She was supposed to follow me.
How's she doing?
Mission Control, can you hear me? How's Opportunity doing?
She's got your genes all right. She's one healthy spacecraft. We commanded her to make a correction maneuver so she'll be right on target for her dance on the plains of Meridiani. Oh, more good news. There's less dust in the atmosphere around the plains.
Things are heating up. Opportunity is dancing your way with only 12 million miles to go.
I'm so excited. I feel my batteries warming up.
I'm feeling all clumpy.
Haha, you're definitely getting a sense of humor, Marsby. By the way, I hear that the dust levels in the atmosphere around the plains are going down for Ops Mars coming.
I'd like to take the credit, but the dust storm just moved on.
Modest Marsby.
I like your spirit.
Ah, gee. Excuse me, Marsby. I have to concentrate. Mission Control is sending me a command.
Hey, Rockhound, are you ready? Adirondack is your first target rock. Big as a football. You can't miss it, and it has a nice flat surface.
Turn 40 degrees and dance 4 steps. It will take only a couple of minutes to make your move. But we'll give you 30 minutes so you can stop and take pictures.
I can't wait to switch on my X-ray vision and try out my scraping tool.
Don't forget to hand brush Adirondack with your rat and give a dust-free exam.
Hey, Marsby, time to open one of your time capsules.
Okay, Dr. Detective. Get a good night's sleep and an early start tomorrow. I'll thank my lucky rock if it has evidence of the environmental conditions of my past.
You're really catching on, Marsby. This is going to be a great summer.
It is going to be a great summer for Marsby. And this is going to be a great night in the solar system.
Great for us at JPL here in Pasadena, California.
Maybe the greatest room on Earth tonight.
Opportunity will be so proud to learn that the governor of California and the former vice president of the United States dropped by to congratulate her parents and watch her make her flawless landing.
Our geologist is a smooth dancer. It's a great night for all of us on Earth.
Yes, and a great night for Marsby at Meridiani Planum.
And a great night for Mars.
Mars seems so far and yet so near at the same time.
Opportunity's landing does that to me too.
First Spirit, and now Opportunity. We're on Mars, everybody!
Welcome to Meridiani, Opportunity, habitat capital of the solar system. I've been expecting you, and I hope you'll have a very good stay.
Those last 6 minutes of the trip were terrific. No wonder I landed on my side.
I know the routine.
It's okay. I righted myself with a few push-ups when I opened the pedals of my lander. I needed the exercise after the long trip anyway.
You hit the jackpot landing in one of my shallow craters with rock outcroppings.
Just trying to make NASA happy. And, well, you have a great dance floor.
I was surprised at your soft bounce down, unlike another robot I know.
How is Spirit?
Spirit got a bug in her flash memory. The rookie file manager got stuffed and threw out some instructions to make room for more data. Gave me a scare. Your twin was acting like a cranky teenager. Wouldn't listen, wouldn't follow directions, couldn't sleep. Seemed like her spirit was broken. You be careful. NASA's been so worried.
You know parents. They worry over robot kids as much as they do human kids. Fortunately, our parents are brilliant JPL scientists who can nurse us back to health.
They've got her on random access memory.
They'll have to beam back all the data every night before she goes to sleep. Otherwise, she'll forget everything. And give her a new to-do list every soul day, that is. I'd use RAM, too, if it helped me recover.
Spirit is making a spirited comeback. And you're sitting pretty in my crater of opportunity. You robots sure live up to your names.
I had some pre-launch jitters. Took me an hour to get up the courage to make the trip. but I couldn't let my sister down.
And NASA, I suppose.
I'm healthy, and I think my flawless landing is something to brag about. One of the scientists was in tears. Of joy, that is.
I already know you're looking for hematite.
Marine hematite. Hematite that's a clue to water. Will you bring me news of spirit while I'm looking for your signs of ancient water?
She'll be awake when you're asleep, so I'm sure I can handle two friends and bring news to both of you. And when will I find out if I have ancient water?
I'll be sitting here in your mini crater for a while. After I shuffle off my lander, the first thing I'm going to do is give you a soil exam. Then I'll examine your outcrop of layered-looking rocks, tempting as a layer cake. A little marine hematite would be frosting on the cake. It should be easy to dance up your red slope to the rim for my geology field trip to your big crater. NASA says it will be the coolest geological field trip in history. My camera's eye caught a glimpse of your bedrock when I was parachuting down. That's the plan.
Good luck finding the hematite of your dreams. I hope I have signs of ancient water.
One of my NASA parents says, the harder you work, the luckier you seem to get.
Well, you're sitting in the place with the opportunity.
Your Marscape is beyond my imagination, Marsby. Surreal. I'll be sending lots of postcards to the scientists back home at JPL. That is, if you don't mind. Your layer cakes and red dust powder have to be beyond their wildest dreams.
I'm getting used to close-ups, and the red dust powder on my face should please your parents. But don't overlook my grains of soil. They might have what you're looking for.
Do you use all that red powder to mask your age?
Maybe it does help me forget, but it's been in this neighborhood as far back as I can remember.
Well, it's breathtaking. You can really show off your stuff in your soil exam.
I think your parents will like something new and different.
It's been a long trip, and I see your Martian night coming on, Marsby. It's time to rest my batteries.
Rest your batteries up. It's a great night in the solar system. You're a great dance partner, and it's going to be a great summer.
So it's a double role for the rovers. Dancing friends for Marsby and geology detectives for NASA. NASA's space exploration program is making history every day. NASA has never seen a landscape like Meridiani before. In fact, they've never seen anything like it before. And they can't figure out what they're seeing. Of course, they can't wait to find out what the red powder really is. Solving the puzzle is history in the making. As Spirit and Opportunity continue to send more unexpected pieces of data for NASA's jigsaw puzzle, the scientists will welcome the challenge and will be eager to solve new riddles, and Earthlings will extend their frontier farther into the solar system in the 21st century, as America strides towards the next giant leap for mankind. Riding horses, or riding airwaves and bandwidths, humans will ride into new frontiers, and it will be a great ride.